Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:01 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Me and Dell the rest of the way. Lance gets to go do Ohio State radio. It's going to be, he's going on an Ohio radio station.
To talk about Justin Fields?
Justin Fields. And so he's going to have to slander him.
You better be very complimentary.
Yeah, you better. You better not have any slander in your heart, okay?
Why would you agree to that? Why would he agree to do Ohio State,
yeah, of all
Columbus
the things
radio?
He has to do, why would you do Ohio State
because
radio?
Because he might not
today
trash Justin Fields, but he's not a giant fan of him. So anything he says that ain't great is not going to go well for him.
No, where did you have him? You got him 7th overall? Why are you disrespecting that man?
Oh, you got him behind Zach Wilson and potentially Mac Jones? Racist.
I don't think he does. I'm not sure.
Does he have him ranked behind
I don't know.
Zach Wilson?
He's not a big Zach Wilson fan, so he might not be.
Who knows? Maybe we should have asked him before he rolled out of here. But good luck, Lance. You better be almost effusive in Justin Fields' praise.
Yeah, you best. You best come correct on this show, okay? So who is this team that has a worse roster than the Houston Texans?
The one you
is
mean
that
the,
possible?
The one that ended the year, or the current roster?
If the Texans are 31st, who? Because this is a ranking of 30 of all 32 rosters by Pro Football Focus.
Uh huh.
They have Laremy Tunsil, Brandon Cooks, Bradley Roby, Vernon Hargreaves.
Why would they mention him?
6th to last in coverage grade among the same group. Not enough talent and far too many glaring holes. 31st, 32nd, Detroit Lions.
Great company to be in.
Is it not your comp for the Texans? Is that your Texans
they're
comp?
They're the Lions of the South. Well, they lost both wide receivers, right? Did Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay dip out of there?
Yeah.
And they downgraded quarterback. Stafford. Stafford. DeAndre Swift is still there. Hawkinson is still there. Ooh. But they
have the best punter.
Yeah, your Rice guy. You love him.
Mm-hmm. Jack Fox.
Darius Slay is not there anymore, right? He wasn't there last year.
No, he's with
the Eagles,
Eagles,
right? Yeah, yeah, that happened last year. Maybe. They do have picks.
High. Well, and the Texans went there and beat their ass.
Well, they did that with Deshaun. There's
right.
No Deshaun right now,
that's
apparently. And the Texans lost. Wasn't Will Fuller, did he play in that game? He wasn't on
the
field?
He was suspended then.
Already?
Yeah. Because he missed the last 7 games, right?
JJ
was Thanksgiving.
JJ was on that roster, no longer there.
Not much. Well,
Nick
did
Martin's
they upgrade
gone.
Some at their position?
Well, maybe.
Fulton gone. Martin gone.
Did they? We'll see. Once the game start. Justin Britt was out of football last year. So we'll
see. Yeah, if he's the starter. They've got other guys.
Yeah.
I think he's loaded up on offensive line. They got like 40 offensive linemen right now on the roster, so they're good.
The Lions have things in place in their draft where they can make themselves more talented. The Texans don't really have that. So we'll see. Like, if the Lions, who are they projected to take?
The Lions are up there.
Yeah, I know where they're. They have the seventh pick. Say they take I don't know if they'll take a wideout, even though they lost some wideouts. The Lions
smart, they trade out of that pack.
Try to load up.
Yeah.
So the Lions have the ability to add high-level talent while the Texans do not. So I feel like you could flip really easily as far as who's more talented.
If Ja'Marr Chase, Sewell, would you rather trade out of there and grab something more? Let's say Denver wants to move up there.
Well, you only drop in two spots, right?
Right.
And particularly Denver, if you believe Denver is
Denver's
going up there for a quarterback, and who eights at Carolina, who might want a quarterback.
Or trade out.
Or trade out somebody themselves.
Or trade out with New England.
So if you're the Lions, you drop down to nine, what's two spots worth, even if you know that team's getting a quarterback? What's it worth?
Two spots.
For maybe the fourth quarterback or fifth quarterback in the draft.
Worth their third rounder? High third round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get an extra third rounder and only have to move down two spots, and you know it's a position you're not taking anyway.
You could get a Slater. You could get a Sertan. You could get a...
You can get a Devontae Smith if you so choose, possibly.
Devontae, you might even still get a Waddle.
Yeah, depends. Yeah, if you're the Lions and you don't have a guy, you have multiple guys you're good with.
I think that's just smart.
Find a way. Find a way to get down to nine. If the quarterback the Broncos one is available.
So looking at, who is this? I guess this is Yard Barkers. Seth Trackman. Comps on all these, on these guys. He's got Lawrence's comp, John Elway.
I feel, I guess if you want to compare him to Hall of Famer, that's fine.
Well, how about John Elway coming out of Stanford? I can see it.
Big, strong dudes. But,
yeah.
Can run and move.
Got a, big arm. Led his team to wins.
Yeah, Lance said something interesting, and it kind of coincides with what I've seen as far as stats are concerned with Trevor Lawrence. He threw the most, out of all the quarterbacks, he threw the most screen or balls behind the line of scrimmage of all of them.
Who did?
Most percentage of passes behind the line of scrimmage or screens.
Really?
And then Lance said his offense was the simplest of them all. So I wonder. And he said Deshaun had to face the same stuff, too, as far as can he learn the offense. So I wonder if the offense he goes into, it'll take a little time. Because, I mean, you notice it just watching. Clemson is pretty simplistic. They just have really good players who do a lot of things. But it's a lot of our system's going to allow our guys to out-talent you. And generally, we're going to have more talent than you, so it's not going to matter. They don't really scheme guys wide the bleep open unless you're a tight end on some screen. So I do wonder, but Deshaun got over it. I'm sure Trevor Lawrence will be fine. But yeah. I did find it interesting
Did it take him any time? Deshaun stormed the league his first year.
Well, he couldn't start right away.
Right, that first half. Right.
So I wonder if the bigger thing was how often Trevor Lawrence is throwing the balls behind the line of scrimmage and letting his athletes do stuff for him. And a lot of people are like, wait, you're going to knock other guys for their issues and not look at Trevor Lawrence? And how often Travis Etienne or Amari Rodgers was doing things to help him before the ball even crossed the line of scrimmage? It probably won't matter. I just found it interesting that he did a lot of that in that offense, and he probably won't have the same type of easy check downs and screens in the NFL.
No, and he won't have the talent advantage either.
Certainly, which is what Chua's facing, and Trevor Lawrence will have to see if Urban Meyer and the way he schemes up an offense, although he's not the OC, will help him out. They did bring in Marvin Jones. One of the receivers that left Detroit. They signed him in the offseason. And I imagine they'll have to try to add more weapons for him. They're kind of devoid. I thought the Jaguars would be there as far as offense. Who's on offense for them as far as one of the lowest rated talent rosters? Who's there?
They got nothing.
They need a back. Well, actually, they had the undrafted or late round pick last year, and Chark's there. But I wonder if Urban Meyer
Chark resets. And Jones. That's not bad. But
yeah,
they could use a running back.
Marvin Jones is 31. Did play all year. Kenny Galladay did not last year, so I wonder how long he'll be there. But they would need, I would say, a big time back would help certainly for them, and maybe a tight end too.
Yep, they got Carson Wentz as Zach Wilson's comp. I guess coming from a smaller school.
I would say, hey. Which Carson Wentz do you mean? The near MVP or the one that had to get shipped out of there?
Yeah. The physical tools are also above average but unspectacular. He has enough mobility to run almost any offense a la Wentz. Okay. Trey Lance is Josh Allen.
I've seen that quite a bit.
I see that. Mac Jones is Drew Brees?
How so?
What?
Because they're pocket passers?
His physical tools showed unbelievable accuracy last season, completing more than 77% of his passes. He doesn't have the height disadvantage that Breeze did at a more adequate 6'3", but looks like a solid, accurate pocket passer. Okay. Justin Fields is Steve McNair.
Yeah. Do we call them racist?
Najee Harris is Le'Veon Bell.
I could see some of that, particularly this past season. Najee is a more stop and start jump cut guy. Where Travis Etienne's a more, I'm going to explode through the hole, who has really good contact balance.
Travis Etienne is Herschel Walker?
I found that. Okay.
What?
I found that a little staggering.
Okay.
Travis Etienne is not considered a big back. How big was Herschel Walker? I know he had those giant-ass pads
Walker
on.
Herschel destroyed people. Man, ask Bates at Tennessee.
Herschel Walker. He was 6'1". How big was he, though?
Billy Bates. Remember that play?
I remember. Herschel Walker was 6'1", 225. That is not Travis Etienne, as far as size is concerned.
Jamar Chase is Andre Johnson. Okay.
Andre was bigger.
But he's big and strong.
Yeah, but Andre was like 6'2", 6'3", whatever he was.
Devontae Smith is Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown's probably faster.
Jalen Waddle, Santana Moss. That's who I was thinking of.
Santana was known as a guy who can go up and get it in college. Track guy, so the speed, I can see the similarities. Both returners in college. Both down the field playmakers, too, and could take a short pass and go a long way. I could see it.
Uh-huh. Kyle Pitts is Vernon Davis. All right.
Vernon Davis was more receiver than tight end.
Yeah. And, yeah, similar body types.
Yeah. Brandon probably a little thicker. Who else?
Patrick Surtain is Jalen Ramsey. All right. You see the only guy that's changed his number so far?
Patrick Peterson. He paid a rookie to make sure he can get the number, and it's not going to that's all it's going to cost him because there are no Peterson 21 Minnesota Vikings jerseys. So it's an easy switch for him.
It is an easy switch.
Yeah. Like you said, I think any guys who do it, they'll wait a year.
Yeah. Well, are you sure that they didn't start in production already?
I don't think they announced his number. I don't think so.
It wouldn't be. That's not me. I was never number 21
The assumption probably was that he was going to be 21, but I don't think his number was officially announced.
Yeah. All right, 1012 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. The number if you'd like to get in here. Let's get Mark in here before we take a quick break. Hey Mark, what's going on?
Hey, man. Long time listening, brother.
Appreciate it.
I know we got a whole quarterback with Deshaun being out, man, and everything, but who are we looking at quarterback? Because we probably ain't going to get, we want the third round. What about Ellinger from Texas?
Yeah. That, no.
Well, according to Lance, that would be.
He's an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, he's not. He's a preferred free agent type as opposed to someone you draft. I don't know. I don't think quarterback will be on the menu, right? You don't think so, John, right?
No. No. And what? Who?
Who would be, well, considering that you didn't have a first or second pick.
Sam Ellinger?
Are you throwing a pick out on a quarterback late in the draft?
No.
I mean, I don't know if you missed it, Mark, but our draft guy, you know, that Lance fella, said after like the third round, he doesn't see many draftable quarterbacks. You know, it's unlikely the Texans are taking a quarterback in the third round. So, I mean, if that's his stance, then there may not be a guy worth a pick. After you get past that third round for them.
Right. Well, I'm watching Andrew Luck throw it 75 yards down the field in his pro day. Holy crap. Just unloads. Wow. 10-14 ESPN 96. There's not going to be an Andrew Luck there in the fourth round, I don't believe.
Oh, you mean a guy who was first overall?
Yeah.
Talent-wise won't be available?
I really don't believe there's going to be an Andrew Luck there. 713-780-3776, and the answer is no. No Sam Ellinger. That's it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
That stat I referenced about Trevor Lawrence comes from Pro Football Focus College, so it's their college Twitter, or really their draft Twitter account. And Trevor Lawrence threw 87 screen passes last year, the most in all of college football. Mac Jones threw 85 in second place, and Justin Fields threw 20. Now, he played less games, but he finished in 88th place, so those two enjoyed just dumping it off to their guys. Now, surely they were making plays down the field, but those guys had a lot of in their offense was just get it out to their playmakers and let them go.
Well, if you had Travis Etienne, you would do that too.
Yeah, and it's not just
the Herschel Walker of
yes,
this year.
It's also the bubble screen, Samari Rogers, and all the other wide receivers, and Mac Jones did it to Devontae Smith quite a bit. Yeah, you got those guys. You don't keep it in the quarterback's hands. You let them go out and make plays.
Yeah. I could see the Patriots taking Kyle Trask.
How early?
Second.
It feels like he fits what they like. I mean, he's not overly talented as far as ability, but he's a guy who will stay in the pocket and deliver the football. Nice touch, nice accuracy. Played in an offense that exploited matchups, and that's what the Patriots like to do. I could see it. I don't think it's Kyle Trask ready to step in. I guess if he's good enough, was in an offense that would set you up to be ready to go in the NFL. But is he beating out Cam? And where are you drafting him? Second round?
Yeah. Well, he's got to sit and learn.
Well, all the Patriots moves seem like a team trying to win games now. So
their first round pick, they could get somebody that helped now.
Well, the second round, don't you want the second round pick to start unless it's a quarterback, right? So that would be my balance. Do you want a guy who can help you win right away, or do you you draft a guy for the future?
I don't know.
Is Kyle Trask the guy you want to lean on?
He certainly
for the future.
He seems like a New England kind of
like
guy.
He feels like one of their guys. Yeah.
He seems like that. Big white guy.
You said that. Right? Big guy who stands in a pocket and throws the football and delivers the football.
Yeah.
You said big white guy.
Big white guy.
Well, they have Cam. He's not a big white guy.
No, but they had Tom Brady, and that's when they won.
He had the greatest quarterback of all time.
So that's not the Patriot way. Last year was not the Patriot way.
What? You mean a quarterback who couldn't throw the football?
Right.
That's no one's way.
Right. That's exactly right. And yet, what did they do? Brought him back for $14
million. Well, maybe it's the new Patriots.
We really sucked. We didn't pay you that much. You were terrible. We lost all these games. We're going to bring in a boatload of free agents and bring you back.
People in the offseason were talking about, I can't believe everyone let Cam get to the Patriots. Hmm. And he played like his salary last year.
And then...
and now they now gave him more.
Because you played so poorly, we're going to give you a big raise.
It's never going to happen. Accountability ain't a thing in what we do, but I wish someone had like a super cut of everyone talking about, I can't believe they let Cam get to the Patriots. Maybe people knew what they were doing. And by people, I mean everyone but the Patriots.
Yes. So John Wall being shut down this year. I mean, good move or bad move?
It depends on
if you want to lose.
They lost quite a bit with him and without him, so I don't know if it matters so much.
Yeah, but he seemed like he was trying hard. I don't want that.
Well, his trying hard could mean a 4-for-16.
That's true.
Yeah.
He was trying hard to miss shots for us. He was doing a hell of a job.
What you need to do is hope you shut down Kelly Olynyk, because that dude's playing for a contract.
Yeah.
You want a lot of guys you don't want on your roster next year, and not because Kelly Olynyk, you're just not going to pay a guy any money because he's talented enough to be on the roster. You want guys who aren't good enough to be on your roster next year playing a lot of minutes. And then you want Kevin Porter back from his indiscretion and playing too.
That's what you want.
Yeah, I mean, you want this guy back. You want as many games with him as possible to figure out if you have something there. I mean, it doesn't help that, you know, the guy with alleged maturity issues broke COVID protocols for you. He's like, what? It's Miami. What do you expect me to stay at home? Stay in the hotel?
But guy, for who? For what?
For, yeah. This
for
season,
this team?
This game?
For
yeah.
This?
For the,
really?
For the rest of the year? So you want guys like Kevin Porter Jr. and Jayshon Tate and Kenyon Martin Jr. to play all the minutes they can. And then all those fill-in minutes, all the guys you don't want to really play next year because they're not good enough. So, and John Wall would have been one of them, but he's going to be on the roster because he cost you so much. But hey, You got any more Rio Grande Vipers you want to play?
Right there.
Play them.
I'm
sure they have
them
all up right now.
There's no more Armani Brooks to bring up?
Yeah.
Did we run out of Armani Brooks?
Play them all. I mean, you've done a great job securing the worst record in basketball. Let's finish this thing out.
Sterling, put some Band-Aids on your face and let's...
He had a knee thing first, by the way.
Oh.
He wasn't playing anyway.
Bandage up and let's go.
No, you don't want him out there. He actually has played legitimate NFL minutes. I mean, NBA minutes. You don't want him out there.
He's fine. Don't worry. We can lose with him. You're worrying way too much about this.
Would you rather have him take shots or Armani Brooks? It's not about Sterling Brown being good. It's about who will maximize your chances to lose.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
Sterling Brown gives you a great chance to lose.
I think Armani Brooks gives you a better one.
Well, first game he was like 7 of 9 for three.
And then what happened?
Well, then he got back. Then he got to being Armani Brooks. Then he looked in the mirror and said, "Holy crap! I'm Armani Brooks."
I don't think that's how I win. I just think there's some aggression.
I like Armani Brooks. He's a fine young
regression
man.
To the mean for Armani Brooks. He's not going to be. You know what's comforting for the Rockets? I'm looking at the game preview for them against the Timberwolves, and you know on ESPN they go season leaders, and it's really about who's active that day. The season leader for the Rockets is Jayshon Tate with 11 points per game. That's because everyone else is hurt. So you should feel pretty good about tonight.
I feel great about tonight.
Yeah.
Against Minnesota. This is a big game. This is a big game. We're not going to put John Wall out there. No. John Wall, you come sit down for the rest of the year.
Now
just collect your money. You're fine.
And Christian Wood. Why are you playing still?
Christian Wood, stop. All right? Stop. That is not a picture. I didn't say I was a figure skater. I said you probably think I would. I looked like a stop already with the figure skaters. Okay, the figures.
Well, you said that about yourself.
I did, and I'll show
That's
you the picture,
you.
And you'll go, "Yeah, I can see that." What I was wearing, you were probably like, "Hey,
what were you doing?"
It was just a picture of me, my brother, and my sister. I don't know why
you let them dress you like that, or is that your choice?
No, I think I dressed like that at the time.
Now look at you, Brian Boitano.
Yeah. Now look at what you did. Now everybody knows.
Maybe you're Scott Hamilton type, really. You think was that the look you were going for?
That wasn't. No. Or Johnny, what's his name?
You weren't Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
You were not Johnny Weir.
It was not. No. 713-780-3776, 1025 here on ESPN 97.5. The Astros won. The Rockets hopefully can lose tonight against Minnesota. Big, big game for them.
The Rockets are so bad, they could lose. They could beat Minnesota and still have a worse record.
Yeah,
they've created a little distance. It'd only be a game.
Oh, they've done a nice job.
Actually, yeah, it's actually 2.5 now. So even if they beat them, there's still a game and a half up on them for the worst record.
What's the line on this one? Do we know?
Have we taken
a look at our team and how we can make some money off of them this year
by betting against them?
By betting against them, absolutely. Let's see, Brooklyn, Minnesota. What do you think it is? At home, Rockets are at home against Minnesota.
I'm going to go Minnesota -3.
-2.
Yeah, they have
healthier,
better players.
How pitiful are you if...
Well, they're 15-40, what, 5 or 6? Of course they're pitiful.
Well, but you're at home against the second worst team, and you're an underdog.
Yeah, they're playing better than you. They've actually won some games. They beat you. Well, the problem is, it's the second night of a back-to-back for Minnesota, and they beat Utah last night. They've actually beaten Utah like the last two times.
But that's ridiculous.
I saw someone tweet out, thank God Minnesota's not in the play-in scenario, because Utah would be fearing for their life. Yeah, I mean, Minnesota, I think, won the season series against Utah this year.
Good Lord.
So they don't want to see no part of Utah. I mean, Minnesota. It's a back-to-back, though, so maybe that's what we worry about if you're a Rockets fan and you want them to lose. Minnesota might be tired.
Well, especially, were they in Minnesota or were they in Utah?
It was a home game
for them,
yeah. And then they flew in last night to play the Rockets.
Today. All right.
Today, yes.
2 points. I got to go with Minnesota in this one. I'm giving the two. I got to go with them. It's a back-to-back, even though, yeah.
Now, Donovan Mitchell did not play in the game, but even still, you shouldn't be losing to Minnesota.
No, you can't. 703-780-3776, 1027 on ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5, 713-780-3776. Quickly come on in. We got this segment and then News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN. Man, this draft stuff is so unbelievable. Okay, so somebody says, so he's considered the second best quarterback all year long, and out of nowhere he drops to the fourth best. He's gotten crushed by the ghost of Ohio State quarterbacks past. And Michael Silver says, you're looking at mock drafts. You're not looking at rankings. Does everybody have Justin Fields the second best quarterback in this draft?
I thought it was Zach Wilson by a country mile, by rankings.
By rankings?
Yeah. Not mock drafts. Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of people say Justin Fields is the second best quarterback in this draft. I don't see that from people. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong people. But is Mike Silver implying that the Jets are just misevaluating him and a lot of NFL people think he is the second best quarterback? Or at least people who do this stuff for a living?
You know what? Hey, everybody's got their taste, the quarterback, right?
Yes.
I mean, so Zach Wilson might be their... the Jets' taste, and so if somebody else was drafted second overall,
that's the question.
I needed a quarterback. Justin Fields could obviously be that second quarterback.
True.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of people. I mean,
but who would it be?
Listen, we were talking about this during a break. Is that he's Rapunzel now? Justin Fields has to be saved.
Yeah.
By all of these, I mean, it's like he's being saved by every analyst everywhere because one guy. Dan Orlovsky is probably the only guy that has said something negative about Justin Fields.
Yeah, and aren't even his words. He is using what he said he heard from others.
Right.
If Mac Jones hadn't been, let's say Zach Wilson was the prohibitive favorite to be number two, but there was no consensus about number three, and the 49ers never made the trade up to apparently draft Mac Jones. Would it be this type of rush to save Justin Fields if it was still a question about who was going to be the third quarterback overall? Because it feels like once that trade happened and Mac Jones, of all people, was the target, it went into overdrive.
Oh, yeah. Well, the...
coupled with Dan Orlovsky stuff.
Quincy Avery put out this thing, how the media analyzes a black quarterback and a white quarterback, mm-hmm. and it was just all of the... all of the stereotypes, and it was just really, Quincy. I mean, I think it's actually quite the opposite. Where have you seen slander on Justin Fields' game? Honestly, where have you seen any? Actually, the guy getting slandered is Mac Jones because nobody believes he should be the third quarterback.
And that's a product of the trade up.
Yeah. And that's San Francisco did that to Mac Jones.
Yes.
If San Francisco had stayed put and maybe still gotten Mac Jones wherever, then none of this would be. Just because you think that he's the style of quarterback that you want more than Justin Fields doesn't mean you're slandering Justin Fields.
I think if it wasn't Mac Jones, if it was, let's say Zach Wilson had a great year and he has risen above Justin Fields. But if, say, the trade happened and it was for Zach Wilson because the Jets wanted, like, a tackle. There's a like there was an Anthony Munoz type tackle, and the Jets were like, we can't pass up on this guy. We're taking him. And the trade was for Zach Wilson. I think people would have accepted that more than Mac Jones, McCorkle, that guy. And the other thing is, what can you say about a black quarterback that isn't considered that? Oh, that's a stereotype. Oh, that's you. That's the traditional way to knock a black quarterback.
Well,
what can you? What can? What is allowed now?
Well, you can, I mean, actually. I don't know that anybody has slandered his game.
I mean, outside of the last guy in first guy out stuff, alleged that Dan Orlovsky heard.
Was one guy said that, and boy, did he get lit up.
Yes,
for it, and you know what? And maybe rightfully so. But I don't remember anybody else.
It's the combination of that fervor and Mac Jones being San Francisco's alleged target.
Right. If Justin Fields was going to be, I guess, you know who's doing this? It's not the analysts. It's not any media member. It's the NFL. The NFL is saying, don't know if I want just Justin Fields leading my team. I don't know. It's the exact opposite of what Quincy Avery said. The media cannot be falling all over themselves more about Justin Fields.
That's why I asked. Criticism of a quarterback, no matter what the race, should be allowed. And that's why I was asking, I guess if you stuck to football stuff, like if you're like, well, he's inaccurate here and there, that stuff you can watch on film and be okay with. But then when you get into the background, which can't be verified unless someone from Ohio State openly comes out and says that Justin Field isn't a hard worker, then that just becomes hearsay and you're trying to knock him and stuff like that, even though that might be something legitimately heard from someone inside the building who's never going to come out and confirm it because you can't be looked at as a guy ripping one of your players because that ties into recruiting and all that stuff. I think it's a confluence of ain't no one trying to hear Mac Jones as the third best quarterback in the draft.
Well, not publicly, but you heard Nick Saban say, Ask the strength coach about a guy. Wouldn't piss on him if he's on fire.
Yeah.
You know what? They tell him. I don't know if Ohio State is slandering him and saying you don't want him.
And remember, we heard, well, if it's a team who's doing it to get him the drop, that's unfair. Although Dan Orlovsky,
he ain't with no team, Dan Orlovsky.
He attributed it to NFL people, and that was what got people really upset. What? Well, what do you mean NFL people? Who? Then he's never going to give that up.
Well, then that had to come out of Ohio State's building.
It would have had to come if it actually happened. Ohio State had to tell an NFL person who then talked to Dan Orlovsky about it.
But this misconception that, oh, well, he's a black quarterback, you know, and that's why. What? It can't be more the opposite.
If you're going after people.
I'll tell you this. I remember a lot of Justin Fields is that Michigan game, that Wisconsin first half, that last year's, not this past year, but the year before, he played some bad games.
Yes.
He played poorly.
He had poor segments of games. The Northwestern game, which actually was this year, he played poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He has had moments where...
He played unbelievably against Clemson.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievably.
He was the best player on the field with the number one overall pick.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's had moments where he's looked awesome, and then there are other moments where you're like, huh, what's going on there? And that may just be a product of, you know, only about 2 years of starting. He's only going to have 2 years.
There's a possibility that's why. That's why NFL teams aren't crazy about it.
Yeah, but we haven't heard that. I think people would swallow that better. If, like, well, he's had inconsistent performances in the biggest games. Like, sure, we look at the Clemson game of this past season and go, wow, that was great. But then we'll look at the game before against Northwestern where they had to just run the ball because they couldn't trust him to throw the football because Northwestern was making life hell on him. If it stuck with that, I think people would be okay with it. But when you get stuff you can't verify because it's hearsay or sources are telling me, it gets people upset. But, I think no one wants – if you are a Justin Fields backer, you don't want to hear Mac Jones being better than him. And maybe no one else thinks that but the 49ers. Because I haven't heard anyone else be in love with Mac Jones as far as NFL teams are concerned.
No, but, I mean, you look at the – 77%. He certainly did help Devontae win a Heisman. Waddle was on pace to win the Heisman before he got hurt. Yeah, I mean, they had more talent than everybody. He had more time. He had a better offensive line. He had better weapons.
And a potential first-round running back.
He had everything.
Yeah.
No question. But he was great last year. He put the ball on target.
He did. And then you'll see the cut-ups of plays where Alabama receivers had to bail him out. So it's a push and pull. The people will say the talent did him all the favors, and they'll say, well, Mac Jones is deadly accurate. I think it's a combination. There are times, like any quarterback, where he was dotting guys up and finding guys open, and there are other times where Jalen Waddle had to make a great play because, you know, great players make great plays.
Mm-hmm. Did you see this Kevin Love video?
Yeah. Kevin Love has had a moment. I think he had a moment like that last year. Remember he was just firing the ball at his teammates instead of – he was just on passes where it's a simple pass. He's about 10 feet away. He was just, like, fastballing them and stuff.
The last night, so he's got the ref throws him the basketball, and he just hits it onto the floor until it's picked up by the Hawks, and they shoot – throw in a three. He just swatted it on the floor, and the Hawks went and got it. Knocked down a three, and he just stood there. He's throwing a little temper tantrum about something. Something pissed him off so bad.
He did it last year, too.
And then he left, and he wouldn't even talk to the media afterwards.
Well, I mean, Kevin Love is, you know, he spent most of his career, a bit of his career, you know, playing for titles. And now he's in this purgatory where,
or maybe
it's hell, because they're not even close to winning, and he's stuck there. Because his contract makes him untradeable.
Yeah, who's clamoring? I got to have me some Kevin Love.
Yeah, you think Kevin Love might have found a spot some? Who knows what Cleveland's even asking for him?
What a petulant child! Yeah, though.
I'm looking at the one from last year where he's clapping really hard. Give me the ball! Give me the ball! And he just fires it at Ceddie Osman at the end of a shot clock. He's had multiple moments.
Love Kevin Love. If that was a black guy, what would everybody be saying?
Well, I think they're saying the same things about him.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I don't think Kevin Love's escaping this one.
Because he's whitey?
No, I think he's catching it because, look, the guy is just tired of being there. Cleveland's probably asking for too much to get rid of him. And he's like, can I please go someplace? Like, Blake Griffin got out of his deal to go play for a title. Why can't I do that?
Why can't you let me? Just pay me while I sit.
This is a guy who pretended he couldn't dunk for almost 2 years and got to leave. Why can't I go?
John Wall doesn't even have to play anymore. Why do I have to?
Man, I actually have a championship on my resume, and I can't get out of here.
Terrible. Cleveland, you're terrible. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
And the voice sounds familiar.
Yeah, we've heard this guy on the show earlier. This is an email from our friend Frank. Now, the original email wasn't sent to me, so I'm trying to read into it, I guess. But did the Texans write the lyrics to the song and just have multiple guys record this to see which one was best? Or did someone do an original and then get copied?
We'd have to ask Chance and Frank.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to ask. Because it's a hard rock version of what we hear. Well, I don't hear it. Thankfully.
Well, what does the email say? That they never paid us?
Well, he just sent it to me, but I guess they commissioned them to do it, and they didn't get paid for it. So I don't know. Did the Texans write the lyrics and then they just had multiple people create a song around the lyrics?
Or did Frank and Chance create that and then it was stolen?
That's the question. That's the question that we need
to
have
answered.
I never
heard Chance talk about that.
No, I don't. So I don't know. But if you have a hard rock version of it and they were asked to make it, how did that work out? Because we know the one we hear, the official one's a Clay Walker one, as opposed to what the Chank production team put together.
We got to find out. Because did they commission that?
That's what the email says.
And they did.
How many people made one?
No, but how many times have the Texans played that and used that? And our boys didn't get. So wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that they're not only responsible for Big Bad Schaub, but they're also responsible
for football time?
For football time in Houston,
do they want to take credit for that?
Two of the worst songs ever
related to the Texans
were created by Chank.
Look, I don't know because the email I'm getting, a forwarded email plus the actual song. So, but the email implies that they were asked to do this, did not get paid for it, and then it says something along the lines, it might be worth listening to the original Clay Walker version. So I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure the timeline.
That Clay Walker stole their song?
I can't say that. I don't know if that's the case.
Allegedly stole their song?
Alleged by you.
And Chank is responsible for this atrocity? I mean, this song?
No. The first time you said, that was right. The first thing you said. They'd have to answer. How does that play out?
I just texted Frank to tell him to call again because we have to find this out. Yeah. So.
But at a minimum, they were asked to do something and weren't paid for it.
So, well, yeah, maybe they did this version and the Texans said, no, we don't want to go with the Clay Walker. We're going to go with the Clay Walker version.
Yeah.
We have to find out, did they write those lyrics? If they wrote, this is a bigger atrocity than Big Bad Schaub.
You sure?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Because Big Bad Schaub is pretty bad.
Big Bad Schaub is awesome. I would highly disagree, especially watching Cal sitting in a corner.
He wasn't sitting
in
the corner. He was standing in a studio.
And he was just smiling creepily.
Yeah. Mm. That's your interpretation.
I think it's pretty much everybody.
You can judge for yourself.
Pretty sure it's everybody.
The video is on YouTube. Just type in Big Bad Schaub. You can judge for yourself, Cal standing creepily or just smiling.
Mm-hmm. Dude got arrested in, I don't know where he is. Anyway, his mugshot, his shirt, has a picture of Pinocchio with the long nose.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, it wasn't me. I guess it was you.
Well,
I'm pretty sure it was you.
I don't mind a man proclaiming his innocence. You don't have to be like Gilbert and admit to wrongdoing beforehand.
No, you don't have to fess up before anyone even asks you.
No.
If you committed the crime.
It's unnecessary.
But that is a great shirt. It wasn't me. Oh, well, yes. Well,
clearly
it's Pinocchio.
It was.
Clearly you're lying. Frankie DeBull is texting me back. I can't believe that abortion. Oh my boy!
Can't say
of
that.
A song video.
Yeah,
got exposed. Yes, Frank, it did.
Well, did he answer your?
No,
your question?
I told him to call in, and he's not.
I just need an answer for the show's.
We need an answer about this football time in Houston is what we need. So apparently, did you see that Bitcoin is now being one player who was at the tight end for the Chargers?
I believe so.
Is actually going to get paid in Bitcoin?
And Trevor Lawrence is getting I think his he'll get his bonus paid in cryptocurrency too.
Are you sure you want to do that with how much it's fallen recently? How big a dive it's taken?
Well, Lawrence,
are you sure you don't want cash?
Well, Lawrence signed a deal with a cryptocurrency
right.
App, and part of that is he'll get his bonus paid in cryptocurrency.
Wow, as volatile as that is right now, are you sure?
I don't do the stock market. The most I do is like, hey, invest this 401k like a couple bucks a month and see where it goes. That's what I'm doing. I don't do the stock market stuff. I'm not sure if I would be in on cryptocurrency.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't want, not if it's going to lose 40 points in a day. I know. I don't think so.
I don't want to ride that wave.
Apparently, this is a new thing. I don't know. For luck, Dell, have you ever thrown coins into the plane's engine?
No.
Into the... into the jet?
No.
Does this sound like a smart idea? And this is for good luck?
Who does this?
So apparently, a man threw coins into the plane for good luck. So the airline had to cancel the flight.
Yeah, you think? You're throwing a metal object into a plane engine?
Do you think that's the wisest place?
Who instructed him to do that? Where did he learn that?
I don't know. This is not a fountain.
No.
You know what? If you want a wish to come true, throw your coins into a fountain.
If I looked outside the plane and saw someone doing that, excuse me. Was the engine on? Not that it matters for me. I say, just get me a new plane. Was the engine on?
I don't know that.
It couldn't have been. Wouldn't he have just been sucked into the...
Or wouldn't it have just flown back at him?
Yeah, I don't know.
And killed him?
Either way, I don't want a metal object waiting to be rolled around an engine as it's turned on. Nah.
No?
No.
Have you ever thrown a coin or had a coin in a dryer?
It sounds terrible, and it sounds like you're killing your dryer.
And do you know that all those people on that plane could die? Did you know that?
Yes, that's why I don't do that.
Yeah. German police say a grenade-shaped item in the forest that they found was not, in fact, a grenade. It was a sex toy.
Huh.
Have you ever seen a grenade-shaped sex toy, though?
Look, I used to work on a show that talked a lot about sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's stuff for dudes to put in places. There's also, you know, the traditional women stuff. Never did any conversation revolve around a grenade-shaped sex toy. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, an amputee is in some trouble. Apparently, he hid drugs in his prosthetic leg, trying to smuggle it into jail. I don't think it's a bad idea.
Ingenuity at its finest. Yeah. I don't mind it. I mean, if you got caught, you're going to jail anyway. What are they adding to your sentence? I mean, I guess it depends on what he was in there for. But you're going to jail anyway, whether that's for you or you trying to make a couple extra bucks. I respect it.
Yeah.
He's already going to jail.
He said, what the hell's the difference?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to bring some drugs in there for the peeps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make some money for
Why
myself.
Why should the guards make all the money smuggling in?
Are you saying what are you saying? You saying it's corrupt?
You see how rich some of these guards are these days? A man unable to find an ambulance ties his father's body to the car roof to get to the crematorium. Do you think this is...
He couldn't have put him in the back seat?
Why not just sit him in the back seat?
Why do you need to... He's not a deer that you just shot. Why are you tying him?
Mattress? Maybe he's stiff. His body is stiff.
He was dead so long that
Did rigor mortis set in?
Look. If rigor mortis is set in so long that you're tying a body to the top of the car, you're making it. Just call someone. Call someone who disposes of dead bodies. Not an illegal avenue, by the way. Not just a guy you know.
Apparently, the ambulances are too busy, so we're gonna tie dad. We're gonna tie dad
I'm
to
sure
the roof.
The ambulance costs, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he just didn't want to pay.
Maybe he don't want to pay.
Yeah. That's morbid, but you know it's not morbid, John. Guess what's happening tomorrow?
We're going to be at Wild Kickoff.
Well, some of you will be at Wild.
Yeah, Kickoff. You're not. Going
I'll
to be
doing
there.
The show from here.
Tyler's going to be out there.
Tyler will.
Art's going to love that.
No, well, he doesn't. Well, he doesn't have to hear from Tyler. I don't think unless you direct. Well, from 10 to 11, it'll be the Tyler and John show.
There's that possibility, or you'll still be on the show.
Nah, I'm sure there's a Netflix show I can watch while you guys have a conversation.
Our whole conversation is going to be, why aren't you following me on Twitter?
Oh, I'm sure that'll be comfortable person. While he's looking directly at you, asking you why you won't follow him.
Now I can't follow him.
Yeah. The occasional invitational, we got word that it sold out. So I appreciate everyone who signed up. You're going to enjoy. If you are signed up, you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to get to play golf. There'll be food out there. It benefits Kids Meals Houston. A lot of our sponsors like Uberito will be out there, TPC, Michelob Ultra, all these people who are involved. We appreciate you. But that's tomorrow. Every show is going to be out there.
Every show.
So even if you're not playing, you just want to ride up there and see the guys, I'm inviting you all because I'm not going to be there. Say hello to everyone.
Come to the studio and see Dell.
We have security. You can't come up here.
Oh, that's true. That is true. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Wildcat Golf Club at the occasional invitational right here on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Our estimates are based on prior results, which will vary depending on your specific circumstances. We do not guarantee that your debts will be...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.